This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez.
Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. You are listening to Roy and Friends, and today is Thursday, the 31st day of August 2017. The Jewish day today is the... What is Jewish day today? The Jewish day today is... Tet Be'elul, yeah, 9. Is it 9? 9 Be'elul. And, Tet Be'elul. And the year is 5,777. The time is now 9:11. And who do we have with us today? We've got Liel Rimon, is our Swiss watch and diamond expert. We've got also Moshe Starograd, which is the only good thing he's done in his life is father of Sasha Starograd. So how are you, Moshe, this morning?
I'm all right, and you?
I'm all right. I'm actually very all right. I would like you, I forgot, myself.
Yes.
My name is Roy Peretz, and I will be with you for the next hour or so. Please join us or call 010-140-3020. You can also WhatsApp us on 062-148-2374. Today we're going to play music. Today we're going to talk about how to figure out gold. We're going to do it at the end of the program. About the benefits of buying and selling on auctions. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk, obviously, about our friend number one. Zuma, we have to talk about him because you know he's got a lot of wives. So I'm going to talk about his wives. People don't know a lot about their wives, eh?
Does he have any new wives?
One was kicked out.
Is it?
Yes.
Here you go. We're going to talk about it just now. In the meantime, before that, I would like you guys to listen to this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. You guys to listen to this beautiful, beautiful song, and it's song that Arik Einstein and Shlomo Artis sang together. I think it's the last song recorded by.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Perez,
and we're back. The time is now 9:19, and here we're talking about. Everybody's talking about Zuma. He's not such a bad guy. I mean, it's a fact. The fact of the matter is that so many women are actually married to the guy. And let me tell you, and I put this nice music on
because dramatic.
It is a dramatic.
Put it down a little bit because I can't hear you.
So put it more down.
Yeah, please. It's not this one.
Is it not this one?
No.
Oh yeah, no, I forgot. You know, slowly I learn.
Slowly, too slowly.
Okay, first of all, Jacob Zuma was born 12 April 1942.
Not 1st April? I think it was a good joke.
not 1st April, believe it or not. You know what? You should have, huh? Maybe it was, and somebody else put the two next to the one.
I think his mom was in labor. Where is the music?
Yeah, here it is.
I think his mom... not dramatic enough. I think his mom was in labor since the first, but she didn't want to let him out. She maybe thought he can keep him forever.
Do you think she knew something? Do you think she knew something?
Probably, yeah.
He came out.
Oh,
I
maybe
think he put his head out. She said to me, no. Not yet, my boy. Cook a little bit more.
Yeah.
Then, that's why he's cooked.
Yeah. He's cooked.
He's cooked too. So Jacob Zuma, born 12 April 1942, is the president of South Africa elected by parliament following his party's victory in 2009 election. He was re-elected, believe it or not, in 2014 election. His wives.
Yes.
All right. So his wives, not all the ages are actually mentioned here.
Why?
So
don't you know them personally?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Okay. So Moshe?
The first one, Moshe,
yeah,
do you
one
know?
One is in Kosozama Tlamini Zuma.
No, but
this one is the
first
one.
The first one is a very elderly lady.
She's in her 60s. She's in her 60s. Her name is Gertrude Kumalo. You know her. Okay. Her age is in her 60s.
Yeah.
She's got no kids.
What?
She's got no kids. No, she doesn't have kids.
Okay.
Maybe
so you see why he needed another wife. Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense.
They were married in 1973. She's still his wife, believe it or not.
Just now she's getting the bucks. Now she's going to go?
Yeah. The second one is Nompumelelo. Yeah. Ntuli. Just a second. The music went away. I don't know why. They're playing very short. So.
You need to make it to the point.
Yeah, to the point. So, all right, then, Nompumelelo Ntuli, she's 35 only.
And she
was married almost 10 years ago.
Okay.
So he married her when he was 25.
He was 60.
He was in his 60s. Not bad. I mean, it's only 50 years difference.
Only.
Or 40 years difference.
I see.
Mugabe got the same story, same scenario.
Yeah, but Mugabe, please. But anyway, we are living in a fixed country, not all right. So they've got two kids.
Mm-hmm.
They were married in 8th of January 2008. And the third one, she's 38. Her name is Tobeka Madiba.
Okay.
Her age is 38.
Mm-hmm.
She's got three kids. And they were married on the 4th of January 2010, 2 years after the first one. That's not bad. I mean, every 2 years
after
a wife.
After that second one.
They've got three kids, like I said. What he had previous wives? He had a woman by the name of Nardus Engelbrecht Sapa. You know this one? No, he doesn't know this one. And he had another one, Nkosasuma Dlamini Zuma. She's supposed to be about 60. But that's what they say. Yeah. They were married in 72, divorced in 1998.
Yeah, we know that.
Zuma's most famous wife, she's age 60, has been respected cabinet minister since 1999. The fifth wife, her name is Kate Mansu. She died at the age of 44.
Oh, shame.
Yeah. Shame. She actually didn't just die, she committed suicide.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's from Mozambique. She ended her life in 2000 after a troubled marriage to Zuma. She gave the reserve, the Reverend Frank Chikwane, a note which bade Zuma in a funeral, strictly to my dear children, my mental family to attend, from Zuma's only brother Mike and all the Boza family. In a suicide letter, she also called the marriage 24 years of hell.
Sure.
I wonder, and I thought he's such a nice guy. I mean, with all those women and 20 years old, don't you think he's like a...
This wife, as I mentioned before, one was removed to Becca. I think she was suspicious of trying to poison him.
Oh, was it her?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
How can you poison him?
Yeah, and Zulu people like to poison each other. they do. Yeah, it's okay.
All right, then. So okay, what do we have? Then we've got the number sixth one, or sixth or seven, I lost count. Gloria Mbongi Ngema. You know her? He knows all of them. Have you been intimate with them? he doesn't. No, all right. He's got one kid. She's not married yet. Oh, it's not. Sorry, it's just a girlfriend.
Ah, okay.
Why? Just a second. If I have a girlfriend, my wife will be very upset.
But if you have seven wives...
Seven of them will be upset, no?
Uh-huh. So it's, you know...
It's another one. I don't understand. Roy, why do you have
Roy,
them? Do you collect them? Ah, yeah.
Roy, you must see it in a different way.
All right, please.
You know, the way is like this.
Yeah.
If you can have children, then I marry you. So first of all, have children, then you marry them.
Yeah, I understand it much. But why do you have such a collection of wives?
So you need to do a test run before you buy the.
Yeah, but you buy the, but you buy them.
You buy them and you buy them. I think it's showing a position and wealth.
If you got lots of wives.
If you got lots of wives, I know it from the old days, also in the Bible and in Jewish tradition.
But you can marry a Jewish wife and definitely you'll have to be rich.
No, if you marry one Jewish wife, you don't want to marry anyone.
It takes the...
Now, I want to be very serious. You see, according to the Bible...
Can't be serious on this. All right, talk to me.
According to the Bible, it was said, please multiply.
Yeah.
Make the world... Now, the reason why one person can marry four or five wives.
Yeah.
Because... One person can have 10 children, but if one woman will have five husbands, she can only have one child. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah, I understand. But anyway, so he's got one kid with a woman he didn't marry yet. Then in number seven, no, God knows what number it is. Sebentile Dlamini. He's got one kid and they're still not married. It's another one, yeah. In 2002, Zuma paid 10 cows as a part of Labola for Simongile Dlamini. So it's part, you know, it's another 5 cows he has to pay, but he's saving
it's a
now.
Deposit.
Yeah, he's saving. He's saving.
You know, I once have a black girlfriend.
I once have a cow.
No, listen.
Yeah.
And I said I want to marry her. So her father said, you know, Labola.
Yeah.
So I went to the butcher.
Yeah.
I brought him one steak and I said, here is a deposit.
slowly. That's a good one. So he paid 10 cows as a part of Labola for Sebentile Dlamini. She's a Swazi princess and the granddaughter of King Shobuza III.
I think with BEE, Zuma can do better. He had one from Mozambique, one from Swaziland. Come on, guys. I understand if he had a Chinese wife, but otherwise South African, please. Local is lekker, you know.
Chinese,
yeah.
Chinese wife is a good. It's
a
actually
Chinese because they BEE.
Because they are
BEE.
Ah, they are BEE.
Of course, Chinese. Don't you see the resemblance? They also suffered from apartheid for a very long time, so they must be BEE. What? What are the reasons? What? Because they're paying the president. Maybe I can't say it.
What? What can't you say?
They pay the president a lot of money, so that's why they BEE. No.
They suffered from the apartheid. They pay the president a lot of money. That's what you say.
No, I never said that. I don't know where you heard it. Listen, talking about a lot of money, you heard about the student got paid quite a lot of money a couple of days ago.
Oh, we're going to talk about it just now. I just want to go to, we've got a little bit, I'm going to put a song in. Afterwards, I'm going to put a little bit of advertising because it's the time. And do you remember Rutzi Shmuli Korelach?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who can forget that one, eh?
Yep.
So we're going to put that one.
Awesome.
And this is one of the really popular.
Bar Sharab, you know?
No, Ariel Zilber.
Ariel Zilber, listen to this.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're back. The time is now 9:33, and playing all those ads and whatever makes you a little bit thirsty. So what happened now today with this? What happened today with?
It wasn't today.
When was it?
It was a couple of days ago, I think.
Yeah.
No. In August, at the beginning of August, we did the 14 million.
Yeah. Yes.
It was the beginning of August.
So that was already a month ago.
Something.
I thought it
weeks,
was
yes.
now, yeah.
So, maybe now they found out.
Now they found out, yeah.
So they deposit someone instead of 1,400 rands, 14 million rands.
By mistake.
And did they get the money back?
Never. Just forget about it.
Just forget about it.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Because it's not all of the money. Some of the money got, you know, lost. People use money. She used what? 800,000?
800,000.
Only, you see. She
yeah,
was.
Yeah, you know. No. She was very, very careful. Very
she tried
careful.
To save, yeah.
Very careful.
Did she save money?
She saved.
In 2 weeks, she spent 800,000. Oh, popping champagnes. It's quite a.
Yes.
You know, it's actually amazing. Pop champagnes. It's like a South African sport.
What did champagne. She spend it on? She went to.
She didn't buy anything.
Strip
apparently.
Clubs and
yes, and phones and this kind of thing.
Throw money on the girls.
That's not bad.
The boys.
That's not bad. It's still something. Yeah.
Why did she Floyd Mayweather?
You seen him with a trolley?
Yeah.
How he moves money from one side. And I commented there. I said he must actually try doing it in South Africa. Move so much money in the open. He's got one guy next to him. How's that in South Africa? Eh? You move just a million rands in an armored vehicle and you got six people with AK-47s and bombs coming to you and
So
let's invite Floyd Mayweather to South Africa. Please come and just have one round with the South African thugs. One round, not too many.
Nah.
One round with the South African tsotsi. What do you say? Who's going to win?
No. You want to stay perfect. So.
It will be a question. Will it be a real fight or circus?
It's going to Let me tell you. They say, you remember when it was, when Bafana lost in, when they lost, everybody remember when they lost because they always lose.
Yes,
but
which one?
In 2010, they couldn't run properly. So somebody, one of the commentators, I think one of the commentators, or maybe it was just me in my head, I don't know, said, just put the siren and you'll see how they run.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. So anyway, I was reading yesterday about Bialik. And when did you stop smoking?
Me?
Yeah.
In November.
November. How's it going?
I'm still not smoking.
Then it's going okay.
Yes.
You know what Bialik said? I'm sure you know. Bialik said, you know, Bialik was one of the Israelis' greatest or most known poems. Yeah. And he says, what's a cigarette? He said, in Hebrew, he says, one side, בצד אחד, אש, בצד השני, טיפש, ובאמצע, עשב יבש. עשב יבש. In English, it says, one side fire, the other side an idiot, and in middle just dry grass. But it was funny things. And another thing to say saying was Moshe Dayan. It's not really the most one of the most. Actually, I don't like him. to put it on the light side, I really don't like him because he robbed Israel out of a lot of archaeology and antiques. Yeah, but anyway, he gave it all back for a handsome. Money, a handsome amount of money. He said, the safest way, there's three ways to lose money. The safest way is agriculture. the second is the quickest way is in gambling. And the third way, the enjoyable one, is on women.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
He was a womanizer.
Yeah, but Moshe Dayan and his whole family, the whole manly side of it,
yeah,
they are big womanizers. That's
serious.
Down to his nephew now.
Jonathan Geffen.
Jonathan Geffen. Now Lior Dayan.
Are they all like
the
that?
The son of
really?
Asi Dayan. Asi Dayan was horrible.
Asi Dayan died. When he died? Not long ago.
No, like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah,
five, six years already.
Yeah. And his son is also the same.
You know, When I was looking for...
Even his sister, Yael Dayan, she was like a... You remember her?
No.
She was a left-winger.
Yes.
No, but Yael Dayan is not...
Asi's sister.
Is it Asi's sister?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
But
she was in the parliament.
She was in the parliament.
Oh, hold on. You're not talking about the reporter.
No, that's Yael Ilana Dayan. Dayan.
Ilana Dayan. Yeah.
We're talking about Yael Dayan.
Yeah. Somebody says to me, stop the Losh. It's Elul. Losh for what?
Losh?
For Zuma. All right.
What's we'll Losh?
Lashon Hara.
Lashon
Hara we say?
Yeah, ah. Zuma, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll stop it. Lashon just for
Hora.
You.
Lashon Hara.
Yeah. All right. Roy, somebody says, Roy, you have noticed how ugly Zuma's wives are. Shh. You mustn't. Losh. They would have to pay millions in Labolo to marry me. Yeah, but you're pretty, Anthony. It's not like that one. You are pretty. Anyway, they're offering Liel Labola. They want to marry Liel.
They already married. They can't marry.
No, but okay. So his kids.
I can't afford what Zuma can afford. I'm sorry.
Let's continue the Losh. So Moshe Dayan, but Moshe Dayan. It's not Losh. It's known.
No, it's not, yeah.
Dudazani Zuma. I'm just going to mention some names of. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 kids.
200,000 cases against him.
And one thing you don't know, he got a child with a Jewish woman.
Does he?
Yes.
How do you call it? What's his name in Israel?
But apparently she sued him and they settled out of court.
Is it?
Some kind of money. It was about a month ago.
He's got lots of money, eh?
So he's half Jewish, half Zulu. How you call it? Julu.
Or Zuish. Yeah. Good one, guys. Good one. So
Eitan said that on the 31st of August, today, 1947, it's, what, 70 years ago?
Yeah.
UNESCO.
Yeah.
The same UNESCO for now.
Yeah. Most probably.
She advertised the, you know, to how they want Israel to be
petitioned.
Exactly, that's the word. Thank you, Moshe. That's what happened today, 70 years ago. I don't know. You said yesterday you wasn't. You were not happy with this decision. You were not alive then.
I wasn't happy. Even if they ask me, Israel is Israel is from Jordan,
from Turkey.
No, from Turkey. Me'aprata d'chidekel. So it must be
Miodu v'ad Kush.
Yes, that's Marco Polo.
No, that's Achashverosh. He was what?
Yes, that's Achashverosh.
Was from India to Africa. That was his, and that's what we want. Yes,
it was. I must say, it was him. I'm going to put something very special.
There's only deserts in the middle, so
is it?
It doesn't work.
There's something very special.
A bit of.
This is Roy and Friends with Roy Perez.
And we're back. Thank you for bearing with us. That was a nice song from Gidigov, Zemer Nuge, the name of the song.
Beautiful.
Someone says you have a problem with your broadcast. I don't know. I don't know if I've got a problem with my breast. Oh, right, whatever. I have a Lobola gold coin from 1922. Bet you have not seen one. I think you're right. I don't think I've seen one. And somebody says, you've got a problem with your broadcast. I'm so sorry. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, we've got another WhatsApp that says, I'm going to read in Hebrew because it's in Hebrew. And it's a funny WhatsApp. So I'm going to read part of it. It's, איך קוראים לפיל ששם לך רגל מפיל? איך קוראים לפיל שאוהב ילדים פדופיל? איך קוראים לפיל שעלה לארץ בעונייה מאפיל? איך קוראים לפיל שגנב סוכריה מהמכולת? פילח. איך קוראים לפיל שעשה טיפול לייזר? אפילציה. All right, it's too long, but still, thank you for sending it to us.
Too long and too Hebrew.
And too Hebrew, yeah. So let's...
We wanted to talk about gold, Roy. You wanted to give us some indicators. What is gold? How we look at gold? What?
All right.
What we look at when we're selling the gold? What prices can we look at? Give us an idea.
Yeah. So what are we going to say about gold? Gold, there's so many things to actually talk about gold. But just to put your minds together, let's start with the 1 ounce of gold.
Okay.
All over the world, they're measuring, and the prices are always written as an ounce of gold. Wherever you go, everything there says it's an ounce of
what,
gold.
What is ounce? Like a weight?
What is it? So everybody's talking about ounce of gold, and when I say ounce of gold, I mean 31.1 grams, it's 1 ounce. So if you take 31.1 grams of gold, makes 1 ounce. They always use dollars in account of gold because the LME is in dollars. Gold name in Spanish is oro. In Hebrew, zahav. And in Afrikaans, geld.
Geld.
It's a geld. What? Yeah, you don't know? You don't know Afrikaans? All right, he doesn't know Afrikaans. I can't believe it.
No, he
doesn't know Afrikaans.
Ask me, I know, yes.
Geld.
Yes.
All right. So when we talk about the ounce of gold, we're talking a minimum of 31.1. It's actually 31.1035 grams of gold. Pure gold is also called 24 karat gold. So you can ask.
What is 24 karat gold?
24 karat gold.
What does it mean?
It's 100% gold, pure gold. It's got no other additives inside.
So when I go to the mine and I dig for gold and I find the gold, is it 24 carats?
It's most probably got some other additives inside, some other minerals natural minerals that you mine together.
Okay.
You'll send the gold to the refinery, and they will refine it to make sure you got a bar or whatever of 24 carat gold. Now, many people think that the Krugerrand has 24 carat gold. Krugerrand has 1 ounce of gold, but it's not 24 carat. Within 24 carat, like I said, it's 1 ounce of gold is 31.1 grams. A Krugerrand is weight 33.9 grams. So the other 2.8 grams comes out from other additives. So inside the Krugerrand, you will have 1 ounce of gold, but some other additives as well to make it more tradable. So you'll be able to trade with it, and it doesn't break so easy, and it doesn't scratch so easy and chip or whatever. So that's basically,
The extra 2 point something grams is to make it a whole ounce of pure gold.
Yeah.
For that, so basically,
they take a pure gold and they add to the 31.1 grams of gold, and they add to it another 2.8 grams to make it harder, stronger, and more tradable.
Okay, that's a Krugerrand.
That's a Krugerrand because it's tradable, yeah.
What about the jewelry that we buy in South Africa?
Many times you'll find...
I know, 18 carat.
18 carat, you'll find many times it's marked 750.
Okay.
And the idea of 750, it's... meaning 75% is gold And I mean, 750, so 1,000, if you take it from the full 1,000, so 750 parts of 1,000 will be gold, and 250 parts will be other additives. They'll make it stronger, sometimes we make it whiter, sometimes we make it better. I can't believe it. I mean, who walks into the studio? There's Stevie B. How are you doing, Stevie? How are you doing, Steve?
An old
Roy, friend. You're a legend, man.
I'm a legend. You're a legend.
How's it going?
I'm great than yourself.
All right. Thank you, man. Good to... I've been listening to you the whole morning.
Did you?
Interesting stuff, man.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I can talk... beep, specialist, you know.
But I've never seen you on that side of the mic before.
Oh, you see, it happens.
But you're doing a good job. You're natural.
Natural?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
That's how are you doing? You're right.
Yeah, good.
What you come here? Coming for the Yiddish show?
I came, I've got an interview a little bit later. I'm going to be talking about a few things about business.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, fantastic. Right.
So this is Stevie B. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Roy.
I'm always coming to his show. Now he comes to my show. Thank you, Stevie.
So we were talking about the gold and why only 750%.
So 18 karat gold will make 75% pure gold and 25% other stuff. 14 karat gold, for instance, which is not very popular in South Africa, but it's very, very popular in all of Europe. So 14 karat gold will be 58.5% gold, and the balance will be other additives. 9 karat gold, which is the lowest form that we know in South Africa, it's 37.5% gold and 62.5% other stuff. So that's why many times when you look at it, you will see 375 written on a 9 carat gold chain or ring or whatever it is.
So the actual carat says 9 CT. The CT, it's a short for
carat. Or 375 will make it the percentage in 0.375. Yeah, percent. So 37.5% of gold within
100, and the other 62.5, it's other stuff like copper, brass, nickel, silver.
Normally they don't put nickel. Normally they will put brass. They'll put copper and silver, zinc a little bit into zinc. It. Zinc they'll put just to make it harder and make it less tarnish. So the idea is. The idea is obviously the more gold, the better the quality, the more expensive it is. And when you go to sell your gold or when you buy gold, you have to know that if you buy a 9 carat item, if you got 20 grams of 9 carat, it's exactly you're going to get exactly the same price as a 10 carat of 18 carat.
So what you said something very interesting. What kind of price you can expect? Because when I buy 20 gram. Chain in the shop and it's 18 karat, it will cost me about 15 to 20,000 trend easily.
But the idea is that pawn shops and secondhand shops will not pay you for the item itself or how beautiful it is. They will
How does it work?
They will only pay you, or we will only pay you for the weight in gold. Unless it's something spectacular, made by a very famous designer, it's got very beautiful diamonds on it or whatever, you can get more money. Otherwise, unfortunately, the payment you're going to get is about, today is about 180 rands a gram for 9 carat, 360 for 18 carat. That's about what you expect, about 17,000 rands for a Kruger rand, for a full Kruger rand.
A full ounce of gold.
For a full ounce of gold. So that's about what you can expect. It can be a little bit higher, a little bit lower, but that's about what you can expect from when you get into a pawn shop or into, I don't know if every pawn shop gives that, but that's about what we give. And you must really remember that when you go with a 9 carat chain to a old chain or ring, like I said, 10 grams of 18 carat, it's equivalent to 20 grams of 9 carat. So it can be a bigger chain, heavier chain. Like I said, it will be half the price. So don't expect more than that. Another thing is silver. We've got a lot of questions about silver. And silver is, first of all, you've got the plated silver. And you'll find many times beautiful items, even items from many years ago. And it's written EPNS. So what is EPNS? EPNS is electroplated nickel silver. So an electroplated nickel silver, meaning it's not real silver. Meaning no one will pay you for the silver content.
The plate, the nickel with a little bit of silver around it, and then it's look.
It's electroplated. It's nice, obviously, nice just stuff. A quart of silver. It looks like silver, but it's not silver. Beautiful. After you polish it for a few years,
That's they do on ornaments. That's they do with cutlery. They're doing with this kind of stuff. Usually not with jewelry. You don't find a lot of jewelry, especially not electroplated nickel silver. They do plating in silver jewelry, but silver itself, if you compare it to gold, it's much, much cheaper metal. It's not
way
in the
cheaper.
Same. Yeah, it's not in the same category.
And I think with silver tarnishes. Tarnishes, and you have to polish it the whole time. There's now a new breed of silver. It's not the new breed of silver. It's silver never comes as well at 100%. It never comes 100% silver. So you got, silver will come at 925, which is 925 parts of silver and 75 parts of something else.
That's the English refined silver. Yeah. That they're doing it for hundreds and hundreds of years. So it's very common to have. It's even called sterling silver.
Yeah, sterling, 925, the lion's head, and then you got Russian, I think it's 800.
Yeah.
So 800 means 800 parts of silver and 200 parts of something else. 80% silver. They're all real silver. It's all great. There's a question is asking, what is the difference between EPNS and Sheffield plate? I don't think there's any difference between Sheffield plating and EPNS. EPNS, like I said, is electroplated nickel silver.
Any kind of plating, it's the same. It's plating.
Yeah, any kind of plating is the same. Obviously, Sheffield is very, very good quality, but it is, you can say it's the same. It's not your silver. We're getting to the end of the hour. The time is now 9:57. I would like just to give us a couple of our promotional stuff, and afterwards we're going to say our goodbyes. After that,
this is Roy and Friends with Roy Perez.
And thank you for joining us in this lovely, lovely hour of the morning. The time is now 9:58, looking like summer is knocking our door.
At least spring. It's so awesome.
It's so nice. 27 degrees, you say?
27 degrees.
Today's 30 in Tel Aviv. We are 27. I mean, we're getting there. The only thing is we got like 27 for about 2 minutes in 2 o'clock
not
in the afternoon.
Minutes, not
and Tel Aviv's
minutes.
Got 30 during the day and
during
29
the
during the night. So to the guys in Tel Aviv.
Don't worry. It's getting chilly tonight.
They said that the temperatures. I listened to Israeli radio.
Guys, have a great, great weekend. Good Shabbos.
Yeah. Great Shabbos.
Great, great Shabbos.
And I want to, you know, there's something great that I want to leave the people with South African feeling. Shira Yore. You know Shira Yore. There's two things. Shira Yore is, first of all, Yore in Hebrew is
shooting.
And Yore in Hebrew is the first rain.
So, we're waiting for you.
After that, guys, goodbye.